सुबह दुरुस्त फरमा लीजिएगा. प्लीज़ स्ट्रेटन द रोज़. मिल मिल के खड़ा हो जाइए. प्लीज़ टर्न ऑफ योर मोबाइल फ़ोन्स. अल्लाह अकबर. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله انشاءاللہ جس طرح جمعہ میں بھی بتایا گیا تھا کہ الحمدللہ مسجد میں ہم ابھی 4 سال سے ایک کورس چلتا رہا ہے جس میں خاص کر کے جو ایڈلٹس ہیں اور جو بڑے ہیں ان کے لیے ان کو عربی لینگویج اور ساتھ ساتھ قرآن مجید کا ترجمہ اور عقیدہ حدیث فقہ کے متعلق جو ضروری چیزیں ہیں جن کو ہر مسلمان کو جاننا ضروری ہے تو اس سلسلے میں ایک کورس آج مکمل ہونے والا ہے تو بقیہ نماز کے بعد مختصر سا پروگرام ہوگا جس میں ہمارا چیف گیسٹ جو ہے برادفرڈ سے شیخ مفتی سیف الاسلام صاحب وہ بھی انشاءاللہ تشریف لائے ہیں تو وہ بیان فرمائیں گے تو ساتھی ضرور اس میں شرکت فرمائیں الحمدللہ as the brothers know we mentioned on Jumu'ah as well that for the last 4 years we've been having a part-time course which has been taking place upstairs on our madrasa floor in which Quran, Tafsir, and Arabic language, and Hadith, and Fiqh, and Aqidah, and different subjects have been taught. So today, inshallah, will be a completion of that course. So with us, we have a very special guest from Bradford, inshallah, great scholar, Sheikh Mufti Saif al-Islam Sahib, who will be doing who will be completing today and doing a short talk as well, and dua as well, inshallah. So brothers are requested to participate after the following dua. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahumma inti as-salam, inki as-salam, tabarak, tiyadu al-jalali wal-ikram. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك واسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة الله Inshallah, brothers request you to come closer to the front, inshallah. So, the قريب قريب آجائے. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد الحمد لله my respected brothers and elders this course that we started about This course that we started about 4 years ago, I'll just very briefly before Mufti Sahib comes and does the final completion, I'll just briefly, inshallah, mention about this course. Sati qareeb qareeb aa jaye, inshallah. Qareeb qareeb aa jaye. Brothers, come close, inshallah. That, alhamdulillah, hamare paas ek maktab ka nizam hai. We have a system of maktab. Abhi, is nizam ke andar bhi bahut kothaiya hai. There's a lot of weaknesses in the system of maktab. Ke bachche jab maktab ka jo nizam hai, jo syllabus, curriculum hai, jab wo mukammal kar lete hai, when they finish that, unfortunately, there are still a lot of holes, a lot of gaps in their ilm, in their understanding, in their tarbiyah. In their tarbiyah, in their training. There's a lot of gaps left. And many times it's just to the maybe due to the weakness of our maktab system, our lack of capabilities as good teachers. But we've realized this. And at times what happens is that a child has a certain mindset, 12-year-old, 13-year-old, 14-year-old. They're not mature enough to understand certain things about Islam, about deen. They can understand the basics, but beyond that, they don't have the maturity for it. You want to talk about certain things, they won't understand what you're saying. So to fulfill this need, alhamdulillah, we have the Sanatain program that we started. So in the Sanatain program, the aim was those people who had left Maktab, who had finished Maktab, those children, 13-year-old, 14-year-old, normally in our madrasa, whether it's the, all the other madrasas in Ashton, by year 8, year 9, year 10, the children are finished. The maktab syllabus that is there has been completed and they are free to go. The problem is they are still have not even reached college age. They have not reached university age. Or college university mein jo fitne hai, jo mushkilat hai, jo parishaniya hai, iman par jo hamla hota rehta hai, though that experience of college and university the youngsters have not yet gone through. And just general life. So many, you know, tests and trials that a young person goes through. So to fulfill this need, alhamdulillah, the Sanatain course was started. Initially we did it 2 days a week. This year we've been having it 3 days a week, or holding it 3 days a week, in which the students come in, they learn about Islam, they learn about all the masla masail, important rules and regulations of Islam. They go over the Quran with the rules of Tajweed properly. They start learning the Arabic language. They go deeper into a study of the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Things that they were not able to understand at a young age, we can now discuss because they are older, they're more mature. Abhi bachiyan bhi jo hai, the girls that we have. Now at a young age, certain things about female hygiene, they just don't understand or don't understand properly. Even if they do complete those certain, their teachers tell them about the female hygiene when they are in year 7, year 8. They don't remember most of it. A lot of it doesn't make sense to them at that time. But when they're 15 years old, 16 years old, now everything makes more sense to them. So this is the reason why we started this course. Now alhamdulillah, initially we had our Sanatain 4 years ago, we started it. And we had a good 60 or 70 students in our first year. And then COVID came in, coronavirus. And when COVID came in, then we had to go online. Masjid was closed. But alhamdulillah, our students, majority of them, they continued online as well. So even though the masjid was closed, they continued online. Isme bare bhi the, men, women, and we had children, youngsters as well. Children, not children as much, but 15, 16-year-olds. And we had college students, university students, we had elders. So alhamdulillah, they completed the 2 years. Now after the completing the 2 years, alhamdulillah, many of them wanted to continue even further. Tabhi masla ye hai, ke when it comes to teaching and when it comes to educating people in knowledge of deen, one of the things you don't want to do is logon ke haath mein jo hai, aalat, tools, rakh do aur phir unko bata do jao, aap apna jo hai, tahqeeq karo, taftish karo. Chunke masla ye hai ke aaj kal gumrahi ka zamana hai. And it's very, very easy that a person goes to the Quran, Hadith themselves, to the wrong understanding, they go online and they start taking knowledge from wrong sources and they get a total misunderstanding of the deen. That's why we can't just give someone the tools, okay, go and learn Arabic and then go. Rather, once you teach someone Arabic, then you need to teach them the fiqh and the Quran and the Hadith and everything properly so that the mizaj is made. That the person does not go onto any wrong firqas, any wrong ideologies, any wrong mindsets, which unfortunately is happening now in the modern day and age. So I decided that, we decided that, you know, if they're going to continue after Sanatain, there has to be a program jiske andar zaruri cheeze bhi aa jaye, lekin jo talaba ya talibat is course ko mukammal karenge wo ye na soche ke hum koi alim ban gaye ya neem alim ban gaye. They don't start feeling to themselves that, you know what, I am some kind of qualified scholar. I'm the same as any other scholar. So it has to be done in such a way where the student feels that I have yet a lot to learn, but at the same time, my knowledge of deen is expanding. I'm learning so much more. Taki, if I go to college, if I go to university, if I go out into the world, alhamdulillah, I can stand up for my religion, I can stand up for my deen, I can be an ambassador. Main apne deen ka ek safir ban sakun. لوگوں کے سامنے دین کو خوبصورت انداز میں پیش کرنے کی صلاحیت میرے اندر آ گئی ہے. This was the maqsad through which we started the classical Arabic program. So be alhamdulillah, over 2 years the students, they continued learning Arabic, Arabic grammar, Arabic morphology. They learned books on adab, and then they learned aqidah as well. They went into in depth into aqidah. A lot of this content was new for them. They had never studied something like this in the past. And then alhamdulillah, their study of seerah continued. They started studying the 40 hadith of Imam An-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi. And then this was the first year. And then the second year, alhamdulillah, they started translation of the Quran. Again, they haven't finished translation of the Quran. The whole maqsad is to give them a taster. There is true ilm in the books and in the hearts of the scholars, but we have to access it from them. کہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی نے علم کو علماء کے سینے کے اندر اور کتابوں کے صفحات کے اندر اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی نے علم کو محفوظ رکھا ہے. اس طرح نہیں ہے کہ ہمارے پاس جواب نہیں ہے. الحمدللہ اسلام کا ہر شعبہ جو ہے اس میں اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی نے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے واسطے سے ہمارے لیے ہدایت رکھی ہے. Everywhere we go we have the answers, we have the solutions. So we wanted the students to know that, look, whatever you know is still very limited. There is so much more for you to know. So don't think you know a lot, and at the same time continue your journey of learning knowledge. So alhamdulillah, finally, is this afnal gaye sir mufti sir ji. So alhamdulillah, finally, after 2 years of this part-time course, the classical Arabic. So, inshallah, today we have our final lesson. I'm just going to check where our Mufti Sahib is, our special guest, is supposed to be. So, inshallah, he's coming from Bradford, so he's a bit delayed in traffic. There's no problem, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we'll continue. Abhi Haji Sahib ne ek sawal pucha ke is class ke andar talaba kitne hain. To alhamdulillah, shuru mein to in the beginning we had over 60-70 students in our Sanatain course. Aur phir as the years went by, the study became more demanding. And when the study became more demanding, chunke jo hum padha rahe the us waqt thoda mushkil ho gaya, to baz khas karke jo hamare bade طلبا تھے شادی شدہ مطلب تو ان کے لیے تھوڑا مشکل ہو گیا تھا. تو بعد میں کیا ہوا, آہستہ آہستہ کم تھے مطلب کم تھا چلا آیا. ابھی الحمدللہ ہمارے پاس 11 طلبا ہے جو اس سال ختم کرنے والے ہیں الحمدللہ. سو ایوری ایئر وی ہیو دیز کورسز وچ وی اسٹارٹ, اینڈ آئی آلویز مینشن آن جمعہ آن فرائیڈے دا الحمدللہ وی آر آلویز اسٹارٹنگ دیز کورسز, اینڈ وی وانٹ آور چلڈرن ٹو جوائن اینڈ ٹیک پارٹ ان دیز کورسز, بیکاز وی شوڈ نیور تھنک کچھ. جی جی, یہ ایک ہے پیچھے اور ایک ہے ادھر, اور ہمارے 9 طالبات ہیں جو اوپر. جی 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 جی, اوپر سے نیچے آپ آپ کے ساتھ بیٹھیں گے, ان کو شرم محسوس ہوگا. جی اچھا, لیڈیز ہیں نا, اچھا اچھا مذاق کرے. جی جی, आपसे रोब खा के वो नहीं बैठेंगे इधर। अच्छा सो नहीं नहीं ऊपर है अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह, और ये वीडियो से भी देख रहे हैं। So alhamdulillah, the point I was trying to make, because our muftisab is taking a bit of time, so inshallah I'll explain a bit more, that after maktab finishes, jab maktab, bachche ka jab maktab ki jo taalim hai, ye jab mukammal ho jaye, to walidain ko ye sochna nahi chahiye ke bas khatam ho gaya, abhi khatam, abhi ja ke wo college university mein chale jaye aur matlab apna life start kar le. Lekin is waqt bhi bahut aham masail hai aaj kal, khas karke is mulk ke andar. Living in this country in the 21st century, we have to be aware ke schoolon ke andar, collegeon ke andar, universityon ke andar bachchon ko kya padhaya ja raha hai. Ek hota hai ke ustad jo hai, unka jo professor hai ya teacher hai, wo bachchon ke samne baithega aur samne kuch rakhega, lekin iske piche ek nazariya hoga. There is an ideology, a hidden ideology which the teachers will pump into the students, that the student is studying architecture, the student is studying law, the student is studying English or maths or science, whatever it is. But there is a mindset behind it, what is known as the secular mindset. We have to be aware of the fitnas of the time. Aajkal there's a new movement called modernist Islam. It's actually a movement. Ek tehreek hai, jiska naam hai Inqilabi Islam, modernist Islam. And this modernist Islam says that traditional Islam is outdated. Traditional Islam jo hai, jubba pehenna, dari rakhna, niqab pehenna, jo matlab ye haya, sharam rakhna, aur bahut sari cheez hai, it's outdated. Iski aaj kal ke zamane mein iski zarurat nahi hai. This is what modernist Islam says. And you have professors in Harvard University, Oxford University, Cambridge University, who are teaching Islamic studies, who are saying to their students that you don't need traditional Islam. इसलिए आप देखते हैं जो यूनिवर्सिटियों में जाकर इस्लामी तालीम हासिल करते हैं, इनका पूरा सूरत और रूह पूरा बदल जाता है. Everything changes. Because they're not just learning Islam in university, they're learning that nazariya, that secular mindset. And then they start to say, all these old scholars always talking about the same things, always saying you have to read namaz in the masjid, always saying you have to keep your beard, always saying you have to follow the sunnah. We don't need these things anymore. It's not necessary. And they say, and our bichara young Muslims who are going through school, college, university will say, oh, you know, it makes a lot of sense this. Makes a lot of sense that I'm been born and brought in this country. If I don't follow this, then how am I going to follow the old version of Islam? It's very hard for me, it's very difficult for me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied that a time will come where the ilm will be taken away. Ek waqt aayega, ek zamana aayega, ke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ilm ko utha lenge. To sahaba were very confused. Sahaba puchne lage, ya Rasulullah, ilm to sino ke andar hota hai. Ilm kis tarah matlab chala jayega? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that yurfa'u al-ilmu bi rafa'il ulama. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take and remove ilm through the removing of the scholars. Ta ulama chale jayenge. Ye ke baad digar hai. Look at the way it is today, ke logon ke dilon ke andar ye ahmiyat hi nahi hai ke apne bachchon ko alim banaye. Pehle zamane mein tha, hum jab bachche the us waqt bhi tha. Lekin abhi kya ho raha hai, log sochte hai ke ye bahut sare ulama hai hamare aas paas mein, unki tankha dekho, unki kamai dekho, unka pesha dekho. We don't want our children to be like that. Hum chahte hai hamare bachche karorpati, rich, wealthy. We want our children to have that. So if they want that, they can't have this. There's a sacrifice that has to be made. Ya to is taraf jao ya us taraf jao. And then you have some people who say hum chahte hai deen aur duniya sath sath, meaning duniya ke andar bhi they need to have matlab everything fantastic and akhirat everything fantastic. Very rarely does it work like this. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam was one nabi. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam was one nabi who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the best of both worlds. Apart from that, the thousands of anbiya alayhi salam who came all lived very 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 simple lifestyles. Very little money, in poverty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our role model, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day there would be food to eat, another day there would be no food to eat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the option that he could make these mountains of Makkah into gold and silver for me. But I said, oh Allah, I would rather have it such that one day I have food to eat so I can do shukr and I can thank you. And one day I don't have food to eat so I can do sabr. دنیا کے اندر قربانی ہی قربانی اور آخرت کے اندر مزہ ہی مزہ. سو دس از دا ریالٹی. دا مور مجاہدہ مور سیکریفائس دیٹ از میڈ ان دا دنیا از ریوارڈیڈ ان دا آخرہ. پہلے ہمارے لوگ سمجھتے تھے اس بات کو, آج کل یہ سمجھ لوگوں کے دماغ سے چلا جا رہا ہے. دے سے نو وی ڈونٹ ایون وانٹ مشکل ہارڈ شپ ہیئر, یہاں بھی اتنی سہولت آسانی. اور ایک یہ ہے, ہمارے استاد مفتی عنایت اللہ صاحب ہی مینشنز دیٹ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ہیز گیون ایوری بڈی, یہاں جو ہم جو بیٹھے ہوئے ہر ایک کا ایک کمائی ہے, پیشہ ہے, جاب ہے. ایوری بڈی ہیز اے جاب, ایوری بڈی ہیز ورک. ناؤ ود واٹ منی یو ہیو یو کین لیو اے لائف اسٹائل. مے بی یور لائف اسٹائل از ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو بی لائک سمبڈی ایلس از لائف اسٹائل. مے بی یو کین افورڈ ٹو گو اینڈ بائی این آؤڈی کار. مے بی یو کین گو اینڈ افورڈ ٹو بائی دا لیٹسٹ آئی فون 75 دیٹ کمز آؤٹ. مے بی یو کین افورڈ ٹو گو اینڈ بائی اے ہاؤس وتھ 5 بیڈ رومس. But according to the financial ability you have, you can still live your life with everything that you need comfortably. The problem is we say this is not enough for me. Hame isse behtar chahiye. I want better, I want better, I want better. Aur mashallah baz dafa hum nahi kehte, hamari biwiya kehti hai. Okay, you don't have enough. Ji, you need to get this more, you need to get that more. But this is the reality. Because we are always occupied and always worried about having better than what we have now, this is why there is stress. Your job is not enough, your income is not enough, your lifestyle is not enough, and then parishani. Simplicity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us al-badadatu min al-iman. Simplicity is part of iman. Khasta jo surat hal hai, ye iman ka ek hissa hai. A person lives a simple life in the dunya. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would have any charity money left over, be able to lead the salah. Namaz ke andar pressure ho jate ke mere paas sadqe ka kuch maal hai, agar namaz ke dauran mera intiqal ho jaye to ye mere paas hi raha. So namaz ke baad foran Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as soon as he finished the salah, logon ke gardanon ko chhalang marte hue, jumping the shoulders of people, he went to his room and he quickly distributed that wealth, so that when he leaves the dunya he doesn't have a single penny in his possession. The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we've seen you doing something today. We've never seen you doing anything like this before. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to them, this is the mindset of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the mindset of the Sahaba. The Battle of Tabuk, famously, in the Battle of Tabuk, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did fundraising. Ghazwa-e Tabuk ke andar jis tarah Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne fundraising ki, kisi aur ghazwa mein is tarah nahi kiya. The way he fundraised in the Battle of Tabuk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many times the Sahaba would say, ممبر پر چڑھتے تھے, لوگوں کو ترغیب دیتے تھے کہ اپنے مال کو اللہ کے راہ میں خرچ کرو, پھر نیچے اترتے تھے, پھر دوبارہ چڑھتے تھے, پھر نیچے اترتے تھے, پھر دوبارہ چڑھتے تھے. ہی کیپٹ آن ڈوئنگ دس, گوئنگ آن ٹو دا ممبر اینڈ سیئنگ, پیپل گیو یور ویلتھ فار دا سیک آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. نیور ڈیڈ ہی ڈو اینی تھنگ لائک دس. ان دیٹ غزوہ سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, ہی سیڈ ٹوڈے آئی ول بیٹ سیدنا ابو بکر رضی اللہ عنہ, آج میرا فرصت ہے. اور فرماتے ہیں سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ عنہ کہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ نے اس وقت مجھے بہت سارے مال و دولت سے نوازا تھا. دس واز اے ٹائم ون آئی واز گوئنگ تھرو اے لاٹ آف افلوئنس, میرے پاس بہت کچھ تھا اس وقت. سو ہی سر, آج آئی میڈ دا انٹینشن کہ آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو ڈو سبقت, آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو اوورٹیک سیدنا ابو بکر رضی اللہ عنہ. ٹوڈے از مائی چانس. سو ہی سر, آئی وینٹ ہوم اینڈ آئی سیڈ ٹو مائی وائف, ایوری تھنگ دیٹ وی ہیو ہاف وی آر گوئنگ ٹو کیپ, half we're going to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, I brought that so happy, thinking, aaj definitely today, I have overtaken Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he said, I bought a big pile of wealth, because Allah ta'ala had given me a lot at that time. So later, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came. And he said, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's pile was smaller than mine. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's pile of wealth was smaller than mine. So I started thinking, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu has brought less than me. So I've won. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, O Abu Bakr, what did you leave at home? And he said, I've left Allah and his Rasul at home. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything I have aapke samne hai. Subhanallah. Sahaba ko pata tha that this dunya is nothing. As soon as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the promise, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. کون ہے جو اللہ تعالیٰ کو ایک ایسا قرضہ دے گا, اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو واپس کریں گے دگنا کر کے, دگنا تگنا کر کے. Who is there that will give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a loan? Allah ta'ala will give it back times multiplied by so much. The sahaba came running with the best things that they had, Ya Rasulullah, I want to give it in the path of Allah. I want what Allah Ta'ala has promised me. I want that. لَنْ تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ You will not be able to achieve piety until you spend the things that you love the most. That's when you are pious, nek. ایک ہوتا ہے کہ انسان کو ایک چیز کی ضرورت نہیں ہے. ہمارے لوگ کرتے ہیں. My wife does it, mashallah. We have clothes. The clothes are all old. What do? You give in charity. Now, this giving in charity is the alternative to putting in the dustbin. Giving in charity, at least, koi pehen lega isko, kuch fayda hasil kar lega. Because we don't need it, we don't want it, so isko charity mein de do. Jis tarah hamare log aake bin bag bhar ke bahir rakhte hain na, charity bin ke andar. Zarurat nahi hai, koi isko pehenne wala nahi hai. Jo bache isko pehenta tha 10 saal pehle, abhi iske liye matlab baby size hoga. So give it away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you cannot become pious until you spend from the things that you love. Jab Allah ke raaste mein do, to un cheezon ko do, jo tum dene ka waqt ye dil ke andar ye hoga ke I'm going to miss this. This is my best thing. This is how a person becomes pious. The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, yu'thiruna ala anfusihim walau kana bihim khasasa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they would prefer other people to themselves even though they were going through poverty. فاقے کے حالت میں ہوتے تھے کھانے کے لیے کچھ بھی نہیں ہوتا لیکن مہمان آ جاتا مہمان کے سامنے گھر میں جو کچھ تھا رکھ دیتے نہیں کہتے بھئی آج مہمانداری کی دکان بند بیکاز آج ہمارے پاس کھانے کا بھی کچھ نہیں ہے دے وڈنٹ سے دس وٹ ایور آئی ہیو آئی گیو ٹو مائی گیسٹ اینڈ آئی ول اسٹارو آئی ول گو ہنگری اللہ تعالیٰ ریویلڈ آئی ویؤثرون علی انفسہم ولو کان بہم خصاصہ دیز ور دی صحابہ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ تعالیٰ گیو دیم دی گارنٹی رضی اللہ عنہم ورضوا عنہ السابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه The مهاجرين and أنصار and those who followed them from the صحابة Allah Ta'ala is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. اسی لئے صحابہ کے بارے میں کوئی زبان خراب نہ کرے گندہ نہ کرے. Nobody should speak negatively about the صحابہ. We have this big fitna now. Online there's a person causing a lot of fitna as well. سیدنا علی حق میں تھے سیدنا معاویہ رضی اللہ عنہ غلط تھے and they start opening their mouth and giving opinions. اور کہتے کہ حدیث کے اندر ہے بخاری مسلم کے حدیث کے اندر ہے سیدنا معاویہ رضی اللہ عنہ کے بارے میں سیدنا عمار بن یاسر رضی اللہ عنہ کے بارے میں بخاری شریف کے اندر ہے یقتلہ الفئۃ الباغیہ وتقتلہ الفئۃ الباغیہ تو سیدنا عمار رضی اللہ عنہ کو باغی فرقہ باغی گروہ قتل کرے گا اور یہ سب کچھ کو ایک مطلب کری کچڑی بنا کر لوگوں کے سامنے پیش کرتے ہیں کہ لوگ جو ہے عام لوگ جو ہے اس طرح بیٹھے اور سوچے کہ ہاں سیدنا معاویہ رضی اللہ عنہ نعوذ باللہ صحابہ کے بارے میں بدزن ہو جائے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم predicted this a time will come when people will speak negatively about the early generations they will speak bad about the early generations those who are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this is the aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah that the lowest ranking sahabi is greater than the highest ranking wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala So alhamdulillah, our respected and honorable guest, Shaykh Muntasif al-Islam Sahib is here. So without any further ado, inshallah, I'll call him forward to mention a few words of wisdom, inshallah. Sadi qariq bhi bacha, inshallah.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم یؤتی الحکمۃ من یشاء من یؤتی الحکمۃ فقد اوتی خیرا کثیرا صدق اللہ العظیم Respected listeners, alhamdulillah, we are gathered here after Salatul Asr. MashaAllah, it's a very blessed time. The sad thing is, like I was just coming and I was witnessing a nikah, a wedding taking place. Nowadays, a wedding is not a wedding like Islamic wedding. So they were chanting, the closed the gates and they said the bridegroom can't go in until he doesn't pay this amount of money. They were screaming out. So basically, it was on Manigam Lane. So I was coming from our madrasa and trying to get to my office and it was blocked. The roads were blocked and the cars were beeping and all the rest of it. And some of the people they recognized and they said, oh no, Mufti Sahib's coming this way now. So because of me, they were feeling a bit embarrassed, but they were chanting. So I thought to myself, Allahu Akbar, this is our life. This is the way we behave. And you know, you are causing inconvenience. What does the hadith say? Al Muslimu man salim al Muslimuna min lisani wa yadi. A true believer, a Muslim, is a person from whose hand and from whose tongue other Muslims are safe. So these classes that we have, the teachings, Islamic teaching, if we have the proper Islamic teaching, then that could be applicable in every department, in every sphere, in every part of our life. The problem we have is, when it comes to the masjid, we'll be in the masjid, we'll read our namaz. After that, nothing of Islam. We don't have nothing to do with Islam. The longest verse in the Holy Quran is talking about transaction, about business. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu idha tadayantum bidaynin ila ajalin musamman faktubu. So, what is happening here is, the masjid are empty, the wedding halls are full. Like now, this July, August month, people are getting married. Looking at my timetable, 3-4 nikahs per day. I said, I'm not going to have time to do that. Call some other scholars and, you know, I'm only going to give you half an hour of my time and that's it. Because in a wedding, you go into a wedding hall, you have to be spending 4-5 hours. In that 4-5 hours, you could read the full Quran. Allahu Akbar. Look at the way we waste our time. When it comes to masjid, the Imam Sahib delays it for 5-10 minutes, we get so angry on the Jummah day or whatever, you know, we can't stay in the masjid. So we are like, you know, the in the cage, we just get out. We're supposed to be like the fish in the water, but it doesn't happen like this. So in terms of our deen, the thing that we should be doing, we're not doing. The purpose why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for is for His worship. And to understand His worship, we need to have knowledge. And for this knowledge, alhamdulillah, these courses are being provided. And our children, first of all, they are so against this. They don't want to study. And then the parents also help in that. Yeah, my child, he's going to be doing his GCSE. He's going to do his A-levels. He's going to be doing this apprenticeship. He's going to do that. So basically what is happening is, we are just moving away from the deen. Talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslim. Seeking knowledge is faraz upon every Muslim. It's not for Maulvi sahab and Hafiz sahab, it's for every single person. And these courses that are taking place, that is compulsory for every single child, boy or a girl who's growing up, he needs to know these masail. How many of us we know the masail of zakat? How many of us we know the masail of fasting or the masail of namaz? Shaykh al-Hadith Mawla Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadu says, to perform 2 rakats of salah, you need 12,000 masail. How many do we know? So the problem here we have is, we think to ourselves, we know everything. Hakim ul-Umma Shaykh Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he was giving a lecture and he says, I don't usually mention any Maslah masail, but once I was just mentioning this Mas'ala, that when there's 4 rakats of Sunnat Mu'akkada, of Zuhar, so basically what happens is that you have to make sure that you add a surah. So in the faraz, Zuhar or Asr or Isha, what do? We perform, we read Suratul Fatiha, then we add a surah. But in the last 2 rakats, we don't. We know the masala. So whether it's Zuhar, Asr or Isha, the 3rd and 4th rakat faraz, we don't. We just read the Suratul Fatiha in the 3rd and 4th rakat. But in Zuhar, the 4 rakat sunnat mu'akkada, we need to read a surah. After the Surah Al-Fatiha, to add a surah is wajib. We know that masala. So basically, so he mentioned that, so he was saying that in the sunnat 4 rakats of sunnat of Zuhar mu'akkada, you need to add the surah with Surah Al-Fatiha, another surah. So he says that I was saying that masala, there was an elderly person at the back, he put his hand on his head, he goes, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And he was so upset, and it became very vivid and apparent on his face. His grief and sadness was apparent, manifest on his face. So Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi couldn't just stop there. And after he concluded his speech, he went up to that person. He goes, I saw you when I mentioned this mas'ala, that you were so upset. So can you just explain to me, why were you so upset? Because for 40 years, I'd never been adding surah. So 40 years, I've been reading that 4 rakats of sunnat mu'akkada without adding any surah, which is wajib. So now if you say that, oh, I didn't know this. I didn't know this, that is not an excuse.
You need to keep that in mind. I'm not a Maulvi Sahab. That much knowledge is compulsory on you to learn. So each and every one of us, if a person like many of our brothers and sisters, especially our brothers who get married and they divorce their wife, straight away, immediately, simultaneously, they will say 1, 2, 3, that's it, finish. And then they will come and say, I heard that, is there any consequences, repercussion, is there any problem with saying the three divorce words? I said, of course there are. Because I didn't know. I thought I was just giving a threat. Just threatening her. Make sure you don't do this. Because I said, you lost her now. Forever. He goes, no, I didn't know about it. I didn't know the consequences. I said, why didn't you something else? Why did you say, I divorce you? Why didn't you say, I love you 3 times instead? You should have said something else. Why is the word divorce? Why did you use the word divorce? You know there's consequences to it. You know there's repercussion. You know there's some, bad result of that. So the problem, we have all these masail. A person who wants to get married, he needs to know the masail of marriage. A person like, I've just come back from Hajj 2 weeks ago. Subhanallah, people were doing Hajj and they didn't have no clue, completely clueless of how to perform Hajj. So we were going to Mina, people were asking, Sheikh, when do we do the intention? I said, brother, you haven't made the intention yet? Supposed to do that when you're in Haram Sharif, go into the Haram Sharif, do your Salatul Ihram, and do the Talbiyah there, do the Niyat there from Masjid al-Haram, and then you proceed towards Mina. So they were asking, it's like a person asking, after reading Surah Al-Fatiha in Namaz, when do I make the intention? Supposed to make it before the Takbir al-Tahrimah. So on the 13th of Zilhijjah, people were asking me, when do we do Tawaf al-Ziyarat? I said, brother, Tawaf al-Ziyarat is supposed to be done from the 10th to the 12th until Maghrib. Now it's 13th, when are you going to do that? The time is finished, it's lapsed. Now, if you do it, you've got a dam on yourself. You have to give a sacrifice of a sheep. So that was a sad thing. One brother came and he says to me, he just disrupted in my speech and he said, Sheikh, I want to ask you a masala, it's very urgent. I said, brother, okay, you disturbed everything, okay, you already disturbed, so okay, ask me. So he says, it was the 11th of Zilhijjah, he says, I hit one of the pillar 3 times. So what do you mean 3 times? So instead of hitting, I thought it'll suffice me hitting, instead of 3, 7, 7, 7, I hit all the 21 up. So I said, okay, I'm talking about just 2 weeks ago, the Hajj that we just performed. And I said, then what happened? He goes, my wife did the same. I said, subhanallah. And it was 12 o'clock midnight. I said, okay, you have to go do the rest too. He goes, what? Now? 5 kilometers I have to walk again? I go, brother, if you want to safeguard your Hajj and your wife's, you already paid £30,000. Because you know how expensive Hajj is from the UK. So this was a problem. So people, basic masail, people had intimate relationship with the wife before Tawaf al-Ziyarah. And we know what happens, you have to give a camel sacrifice and you destroy your Hajj. So basic masail. And for us to make that excuse, I didn't know, or Maulvi Sahab wasn't with us, we didn't have a group leader who told us. No, no, it was your responsibility to learn about Hajj. So that's how important it is that we know the masail, and these courses that takes place, these tells you that will teach you the basic, the foundation of Islamic knowledge. And that's open everybody. So it's not open, the scholars who study in Darul Ulooms and universities and this, that for them. No, no. It's for every single person. Talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslim. Male, female, everyone needs to know these masail. So a lot of people will say, no, I'm not going to learn because if I learn, knowingly doing it, I will get more sin. This is shaitani deception. So you will actually get 2 sins. One is not knowing the masala, and secondly is not acting upon it. So many people will say, no, if I become Maulvi Sahab, then I don't read namaz and I'll get more sin. Brother, whether you Maulvi Sahab or not, for us, it's for us to open everybody. So we have to learn the Islamic knowledge. Every single person needs to learn it. So each and everyone, and now the challenges that we are facing, we need to educate our children. And what is happening in this day and age, what are being taught in the school, subhanallah, then to safeguard the iman of our children, these courses, the sanatain, the foundation course, whatever, studies of the Quran and the hadith, It is imperative, it is compulsory, it is essential, it is necessary for us to educate our children in Islamic field, or else we will lose the iman of the children. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Satakunu fitna samma bakma amya." The fitna will come, they will make a person deaf, dumb and blind. Yusbihu rajulu mu'minan wa yumsi kafira. In the morning he was a believer, in the evening he will be a disbeliever. وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُسْبِحُ كَافِرًا. Evening he was a believer, in the morning he'll be disbeliever. Why? يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. He'll sell his deen for the paltry things of the dunya. My brothers and sisters who are listening, it is compulsory. Do you know that this school subjects being taught in school, LGBTQ+, and the letters are just increasing. So children are being taught those things that, subhanallah, that we could not even comprehend or think about in our days. And we are completely, you know, heedless, we're completely oblivious, we are, you know, we're not even bothered, Allah forbid. But we don't, you know, it's okay. Just let them study. No, no, my children are okay, they won't take, fall prey to it. No, no, I am constantly seeing parents and children who have got these kind of mentality. You know, I'm attracted to the same sex. Muslim boys and girls are coming and saying these kind of things to us. Because these are things being taught in school. So basically, the way of protecting our children is getting them to have the true Islamic knowledge. We need to explain to the children that the only religion accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. No other religion accepted. Inna ad-deena 'indallahi al-Islam. Indeed, the deen in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. Wa may yabtaghi ghayra al-Islami deenan falan yuqbala min. Person who searches, chooses any other religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted. Wa huwa fil akhirati min al-khasirin. He will be from the losers on the day of judgment in the next world. So first thing we have to, and these courses are going to be teaching our children the Islamic values, that we are Muslim first, then we are British, we are our Islamic identity. We need to get that into every child's mind and heart. It's not that, oh, you can choose any religion. And this is what being taught. That's another thing which is being taught, is that any religion you're following, it will be, is your choice, and it will give you happiness and joy. No, no, my brothers, my sisters, we need to ingrain and embed in the hearts and minds of our children that only Islam is going to give you success in this world and the hereafter. That's number one. Number two is all these things that are being taught in school, these are against our Islamic teachings. We need to explain that very clearly, explicitly, categorically. We need to explain to our children that these things are wrong. Son, we only way of fulfilling the desires and pleasure is through marriage. So any other forms, girlfriend, boyfriend, before we used to be thinking about girlfriend, boyfriend. Nowadays, girls are going towards the girls, boys are going towards the boys. So this is what's happening. So we need to explain, we can't shy away. You know the problem now, astaghfirullah, how can you say that from the me? No, it's our imams and our parents, as parents, if we have children, we can't shy away, we need to explain to them. Beta, these are our Islamic values. And we need to liaise and, you know, talk to our teachers, the imams and ulama, and how we can tackle these problems that are facing our Muslim youth and our Muslim community. It's eating away the fabric of the society. So these things, leave alone Islam. Allahu Akbar. Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehlawi Rahmatullah Ali writes in his Kitab al-Fitan, Hujjatullah al-Baligha, he says that there are so many fitna, and he has actually spelt it out, all the fitna that we're going to face. And one of the fitna, he says, Khurujul insani an asliyatihi. That man will lose his natural instinct. The inborn intrinsic quality, inborn qualities that is inside a person, you lose it. A lion is a carnivore by its nature. It will die, but it will not settle for grass. But human beings have stooped so low, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامْ بَلْهُمْ أَضَلْ. They are like animals, nay, they are worse than animals. So even the animal kingdom, say we get insulted if you are going to come into our country, you need to go lower. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. They will not carry out. A male animal will not have a relationship with another male animal. Might go with a female, another female animal, but it will know God with the male. But we have stooped so low, and we are normalizing this kind of behavior. So whether somebody does that, but we as Muslim, we need to explain that to our children very clearly. So these are the things that are going to be taught in school, and these are the things. They asked these questions. They asked a seven-year-old child, is your school teaching about gays? So that child said, we're not here for this. So the inspector went to the head teacher and said, are you not teaching about these kind of things? Seven-year-old child. What is happening? So that's why it's very, very important. If we want to safeguard the iman of our children, it is imperative that we have these courses. And I would say that, you know, subhanAllah, all our children, we need to enroll in these classes to safeguard our iman. As I said, it is compulsory for every single one of us to know the masail, to know the foundation of Islam about purity. How many of us we know, we might be reading our namaz, not knowing how to perform wuzu. You know, subhanAllah, one sister phoned me from the hospital and she says, look, Sheikh, I can't perform wuzu. So I said, okay, you can do tayammum. So I said, yeah, this is the thing I'm going to ask you, because, you know, I was hospitalized and I've been going in and out of hospital for the last 10 years. So what happened was, about 10 years ago, when I had this illness, so I couldn't use water, so I had a stone in my next to my bed, whether in the hospital or whether at home, and I used to do tayammum. Then at that time, the person who was lying in front in the bed, which was next to mine, opposite me, so basically what happened, I saw this person, that she wasn't using the stone, she was using a cloth. So she was putting her hands on the cloth and she was doing her tayammum on that. So I thought to myself, why carry a stone? You know, it's messy and everything like that. Cloth will be better. So for the last 10 years, I've been just doing tayammum. Open the cloth. I said, inna lillah. I said, for 10 years you've been doing and you did not, you know, get that in your mind that I need to ask somebody. That didn't that, you know, thought come in your mind? She goes, Sheikh, so what I was just asking you. So basically she was explaining, and in that talk, in the discussion, she mentioned this. I go, inna lillah. So that's the way you've been doing tayammum. Can you do tayammum on a piece of cloth? We know the masala. It has to be anything to derive from earth. You know, whether it's sand, whether it's clay, whether it's earth, whether it's stone. So it has to be, it can't be metal, it can't be glass, it can't be cloth, it can't be food items. And these are basic masail that you were taught in maktab. So she was doing tayammum on a piece of cloth for about 10 years. So these are just basic things I'm saying, and people don't realize. There was this brother, so he had this illness, so there used to be substance, fluid coming out of his private parts. So this illness, which we understand these different words, mani, maziwadi. So that wasn't mani, but somebody, you know, who didn't, like, nim mulla khatra iman, nim hakim khatra jan. Half a doctor, you know, son, jan ka khatra. You understand? Because he's going to kill you because he doesn't know how to operate. And neem hakim khatra, iman. So a person who's not a maulvi sahab, what is going to happen is he's going to, there's risk of your iman. So what happened was, so this person, he got this advice from somebody. So he was told that you have to do ghusl every time. So for the last about 5-6 years, he was telling me, because it was a tafsir session, after tafsir session he came, he goes, you know, I have this substance coming out. So for every namaz, he's been doing ghusl 5 times daily, for every namaz, for the last 5-6 years. I said, no, there was no need to do that. You just had to do wuzu. You were ma'zur, and that was, you know, wadi, which was came out. That's the mas'ala. He goes, inna lillah, I wish I met you 5 years ago, Mufti sahab. I said, subhanallah. This is how important, and these are just few examples I'm giving from top of my head. It's very, very important that we know the masail. That's why each and every one of us, whether we're old, utlubul ilma min al mahdi ila Allah, seek knowledge from the cradle to the deathbed. Many of us, we think to ourselves, no, it's embarrassing. No, the Sahaba ikram, they were embarrassed. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he accepted Islam in the 7th year of Hijri. He was an adult. Most of the Sahaba ikram, they were adults. When the Prophet ﷺ came with the message, were all adults, but they actually sought the knowledge after they were married with children. Many of them were grandfathers. They still, they sought that knowledge, the pursuit with this knowledge. That's why Imam Bukhari rahmatullah Ali takes a bab that ta'allamu qabla an tasawwadu wa ba'da an tasawwadu, that seek knowledge after you become a leader and before you become a leader. And he mentions about Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying, and also the saying of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he went to seek knowledge after he got prophethood, the highest level. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullah Ali takes that chapter and he says, you know, you need to continue seeking knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقُرْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, increase me in my knowledge. And that's our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For us to make this remark, a comment that we, you know, I've got everything. No, my brothers, no. This knowledge will have to be sought until our last breath. And these our pious predecessors did this all the time. So each and every one of us, we need to start seeking knowledge. Whatever level we are. You know, many of us, we don't know how to recite the Quran. So in this course, you're going to be taught how to recite the Quran. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلَ. To read the Quran with tartil is faraz. رَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ. So many of us, the Arabic language, is everything is so, you know, subtle, so sensitive, that even a change of the letters, I'll give you an example. You know, Arabic letter Tha, Seen, and Sod. And it's very close in terms of pronunciation. So for example, you say Thumma with a Tha. Thumma. Kalla sawfa ta'lamun. Thumma means then. Thumma with a Tha. Summa with a Sod, it means a person who's deaf. Sod. Summa. Summum bukmun umyun fahum la yarji'un. Deaf, dumb, and blind, they will not return. Summa with a Sod. Summa with a Seen, it means a person who's been poisoned. Look at the big difference. Qalbun, we need to make sure that we say the word qaf, the scarf and qaf. So many of us, we don't know even how to recite properly. Alif, ba, ta, tha, jim, ha, kha, dal, dhal, ra, za, sin, sheen. So all these letters, like qaf, kaf. So like qalbun, that means heart. Kalbun, the small kaf, that means a dog. So if you're not saying qalbun properly, you're saying in the dog instead of saying in the heart. Makes a big difference. So it is imperative, it is compulsory, it is necessary that we read the Quran, first of all with proper tajweed. There's different lahna jali, lahna khafi. There's major error, there's minor error. Lahna jali, where you completely change the meaning. Lahna khafi, where, for example, ra is a full mouth. So rabbuhum. So Rabbuhum, so Ra has to be full mouth. Allah, full mouth. You can't say Allah. That will be wrong. That will be a mistake. So we are continuously reading all our life. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. So that reading will not be correct. Iqra'u bil-luhun al-Arab. The Prophet ﷺ said, read with the dialect, with the way, the Arab way of recitation. So we have to, you might be saying, oh, we can't do that. No, we need to continuously do that. In the hadith, he mentions that a person, al-mahiru bil-Quran, ma'as-safaratil kiramil barara. A person, mashallah, is fluent in reciting the Quran. He will be with the angels. The angels, the scribes, those who are very noble angels. And walladhi yaqra'u al-Quran wa yatata'ata'u fihi. The person who reads the Quran, he finds it difficult in reciting. Lahu ajran. For him is double reward. One for recitation, one for making the effort. So for us to make this excuse that, oh, you know, we don't have the time or we can't recite properly. No. Each and every one. So we should have our adults, you know, joining the classes as well. I could remember my own father in his latter age, because when, like many of our elders, I'm not sure if there's anybody from the 1960s here. So my father, he came in the 1960s to the country. So in his latter age, I could remember he was learning his Alif Ba Ta, and he started to recite the Quran. So when I used to come from Darul Umberi, and in the month of Ramadan, I used to sit on one side of the sofa set and used to be reciting, and without any kind of hesitation, reservation, without any apprehension, used to say, Beta, can you just read this ayat for me properly, because I can't pronounce this word or I can't pronounce this. And I used to read it out. So he continuously recited the Quran. Before he passed away, he completed two khatams of the Quran. So the point I'm saying is, there's no embarrassment in seeking knowledge. There should be no embarrassment. We can be adults, we can study by those brothers and sisters who are like our children's age. It doesn't matter. So each and every one of us, we need to have that zeal and the enthusiasm to seek knowledge. And that seeking of knowledge, you know, the reward is so amazing. Man salaka tariqa yaltamisu fi ilma sahhalallahu lahu tariqan al-jannah. The person who treads on the path of seeking knowledge, Allah makes the path of Jannah easy for that person. So those moments, time is passing away so quickly, we don't even realize that man kharaja fi talabil ilmi fa huwa fi sabilillah hatta yarji'a. The person who goes out in seeking knowledge is in the path of Allah until he returns. So each and every one of us, like for example, in Masjid Hamza here, so we could have, for example, a lesson once a week or twice a week, just for 1 hour, you're coming all the way, so you're in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're seeking knowledge. The angels are spreading. In the hadith, he says, إِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَدَحُ أَجْنِيهَتَهَا رِضًا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ. That the angels, they spread the wings for the person who's seeking knowledge. You know, we think about the red carpet and, you know, I am a VIP and this and that and celebrity. And subhanallah, this the angel spreading the wings, that itself shows the importance and the significance and the virtues of the person who's seeking this knowledge. That every single, wa innal malaikata, that the angels do istighfar hatta al-hitanu fi jawfil ma. And even the fish in the sea, they pray and ask forgiveness for the student, for the person who's seeking knowledge. So each and every one, the point here, each and every one of us, what we need to understand is, mashallah, there have been classes going on. We need to continue with these classes. And we need to get every single person participating, contributing, attending, enrolling in these courses. So we benefit. We got the opportunity. You know, I have been in places. I was just in the weekend. I was in Ipswich, Colchester, and all these places. They don't even have nothing of this kind that we have in Ashton, in Oldham, in Bradford, Leeds, and all the different towns and cities. We are so lucky and fortunate that we got ulamas, we got alimas, we got facilities, we got masjids like this, mashallah. We need to use the facilities. We need to use the ulama. We need to benefit from them. And we need to get our children, ourselves, to seek this knowledge. It's very, very important. As I said, it is compulsory. It's not that, oh, it's virtuous. No, we have to make sure that we connect ourselves with the deen. We learn the necessary deen. So these courses that we're taking, it's not that you're going to become a Maulvi Sahib or Alim or Alima, graduates of madrasas. No, no. This is the compulsory knowledge, which is faraz upon every single person. It's supposed to be every mother, every father, every youngster, every youth, boy or a girl, male or a female, every single one of us, we need to enroll in these courses and seek this knowledge, pursue with this knowledge, and we get the fara'is. Like how, because in these courses, you're going to learn how to decide the Quran. You are going to be moving on in your life, and subhanallah, 30, 40 years has passed by, and we still don't know how to recite the Quran. How are we going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we get a letter from the government council, we don't know how to read English, we'll go to a person who knows how to read English and explain. We have got this letter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we don't want to understand, we don't want to read. Allahu Akbar. This is very sad. So we need to get that connection. We need to. So in this course, you're going to be reciting, learning how to recite the Quran properly, fluently, correctly. And also, you'll be learning the Masla Masail as well. That everyday Masla Masail, the du'as that we read, when you go to the bathroom, when you come out of the bathroom, you know, when you go to sleep, when you wake up from the sleep, all those things that we as a Muslim, we should know, these are the things which are going to be taught. Nothing different. Nothing extra. So basically, these are the amount of knowledge that each and every one of us, we need to have in our lives. So may Allah subhanahu give us a true understanding of this importance of this knowledge. It's very sad that, as I said in the beginning when I started off, that subhanallah, the wedding halls and all the places where we have entertainment, cinema halls and all the places of restaurants and takeaways and all the halls for entertainment, you know, Blackpool, Scarborough, all these in this holiday time in Alton Towers, Flamingoland, Lightwater Valley, all these places are full. But when it comes to our masjids, when it comes to studying, we have reservation, we have hesitation, we have apprehension. No, it's okay, we don't have time, we don't. And it's very sad. We don't value. Like, you know, many of us, we will spend thousands of pounds in a wedding. When it comes to the graduation of our children becoming hafiz and alim, we don't want to spend. Because we don't have the love, we don't have the importance and the virtues of
this the Quran and the Hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a true understanding. Jazakallahu khair, ahsan al jaza. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We'll get Mufti to do the dua, but just before dua is done, alhamdulillah, so the classical Arabic students who are completing the course, alhamdulillah, we have a JKR online alimiya. So Mufti was just mentioning going to the different towns. There are many places where there are no facilities. So a lot of people, alhamdulillah, joining the online alimiya. So I've mentioned to our students as well, and once again I mention that those who have completed this classical Arabic course, this is equivalent to probably the first 1 or 2 years of alimiya. So we need to take it further. And the only way to take it further is through a structured alimiya program. We shouldn't just join small courses and then just leave things unfinished. We should try and complete another 4 years of our time. We give it dedicated and give it properly. Inshallah, we can complete the full alimiya program. And inshallah, going forward from September, alhamdulillah, our sanitarian courses will be restarting. So it'll be 2 days a week, inshallah. We're trying to keep it as easily accessible, especially for our elders and those who are busy, university, college, etc. So after this, two days, तो जो हमारे बड़े साथी बड़े हजरत हैं और इसी तरह जो हमारे बच्चे यूनिवर्सिटी कॉलेजेस में हैं उनकी सहूलत के वास्ते हम हफ्ते में सिर्फ दो दिन हम ये कोर्स रखेंगे तो हो सकता है अभी तक ये दिन मुतय्यन नहीं हुई हो सकता है जो मतलब ट्यूसडे थर्सडे को या इसी तरह मंडे फ्राइडे को लेकिन इसका मशवरा हम कर सकते हैं तलबा के सहूलत के लिए जो उनके लिए मतलब आसान हो वी कैन कीप द डेज वी कैन फिक्स द डेज सो इंशाल्लाह एनीवन हु विशेस टू जॉइन और यू वांट योर चिल्ड्रन टू जॉइन और एनीवन दैट यू नो कैन जॉइन वी सी टू पीपल एज़ वेल दैट लुक इफ यू डोंट वांट टू डू अ फुल कोर्स बट यू वांट टू कम एंड लर्न कुरान तजवीद यू नीड टू लर्न द लाइक मुफ्ती साहब वाज़ सेइंग द इंपॉर्टेंट मसाइल हाउ टू परफॉर्म सलाह एंड गुस्ल एंड तहारा एंड देयर आर सो मेनी इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग्स टू नो एट लीस्ट कम एंड सिट इन दोस क्लासेस Whatever time you give, inshallah, we will teach you for that time, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we have these fixed classes, so it makes it easy for us to actually teach as many people at one time as possible. So try and, free our time and to fit with the time that we have fixed for those classes, inshallah. So very quickly, I'll just, alhamdulillah, this year we have 11 students who are finishing our classical Arabic course. And these students, alhamdulillah, have been with us. Some of them have been with us for 4 years. We did our initial sanitarian program and then they continued. Some have been with us for about 3 years. They did the second year of Sanatain, and then they moved on to the classical Arabic. And then we had some students who came from our, mashallah, respected Mawlana Akbar Sahib, his madrasa, they finished from there, and then they came and they joined the classical Arabic. So all in all, we have 11 students who are finishing. So from our brothers, we have two brothers who are sitting here. One is our brother Azmat Nawaz, who is here, mashallah, and Faisal Mia. So we have two brothers, and we have 9 sisters who are finishing. Sister Tayyiba Shaheen, Iram Chowdhury, Umaira Chowdhury, Shama Parveen, Afsana Siddiqa, Raida Rahman, Hajra Chima, Faiza Ahmed, and Rahila Ahmed. So these are 9 sisters who are finishing the course. And once again, my advice to them will be, and I'm sure Muftab's advice will be the same, that continue. You've started learning Durusul Lugha Part 2, you've started learning these kitabs, take it to the finish line, another 4 years, alhamdulillah, many of our sisters are married, have children, our brothers have other commitments. So with all of that, they've been balancing this time, we would say just continue, inshallah, take it to the finish line. Nobody needs to become a great scholar or anything like this, but it's about the ilm that we learn and this journey. If a person passes away in this journey, they're passing away of the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a great, prestigious opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone ready to do this, inshallah? Ready to practice upon everything that has been mentioned in the bayan? Jazakallah.
اللهم آمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا متقبلا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم اجعل أولادنا أبرارا وأتقيا اللهم اجعل أولادنا أبرارا وأتقيا اللهم أنبتهم وإيانا في الإسلام نباتا حسنا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما وجعلنا للمتقين إماما الله سبحانه وتعالى accept our gathering الله سبحانه وتعالى all our youngsters boys and girls who have completed the course all our brothers and sisters who have completed the course الله سبحانه accept them الله سبحانه وتعالى give them the tawfiq that they could continue الله سبحانه وتعالى all our brothers and sisters who have listened الله سبحانه وتعالى give us the tawfiq to act upon what has been said الله سبحانه وتعالى give us the ability to act upon all the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, make us obedient to you and the lovers of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us life upon iman. give us death upon Iman, and raise us with our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept this masjid for the khidmat of deen, for the da'wat of deen, for the tabligh of deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept all our brothers and sisters, fulfill all the needs of the dunya and the akhirah. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa an'im wa barik ala habibina wa sayyidina wa qudwatina Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa ala ashabihi wa azwajihi wa dhurriyyati wa liman tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.